Okay. Hi, my name is Crystal Denise Clark. My MA number is 435064. I'm in WHV, the Valley of Death. This is real, like, it's so sad. I'm trying to stay strong. I'm in a lot of pain. For 3 weeks straight, I've been trying to get to healthcare to see doctor to try to get some medication. They made me wait. I went over there today at 7 something this morning to see Dr. Ellison. He looked in my ears, green, black. I just came all out the ears. It's so swollen. He downplayed it like it's nothing wrong. Wouldn't give me anything. And I just asked him a question. I said, how could you sit here and see how I've been affected and how my body is declining and the way I'm looking and not do anything? Did you see me suffering and not do anything? How could you go home and lay down and close your eyes when you know if somebody is hurting and in pain that you can help and won't do anything? Like, how? I don't understand. They're so evil in here, and I'm tired of this. I slept sitting up all last night because my head, it feels like something's moving in my brain. It gets tight and numb. It's just something is not right. It's just not right, and I keep on telling them, like, it's really scary. Nothing is being done. My heart, how it's racing in my chest. They know what it is. And then on top of that, they got us living in a freezing cold. When air gets blowing on us, no heat. This is unstoppable what they are doing. And getting away with everything. When I report things, they know everything, so they turn around and retaliate. You know what? They're not going to stop me. They're not going to stop me. That's what they're doing. They took my rights. Everything they're doing to me right now, I can't write them up because they stopped it. Like, I'm just so tired of this, and I'm tired of living like this. I'm tired of being in pain. I'm sick of this. I just wanted to tell y'all that ain't nothing changed. Everything got worse, and I asked the doctor today. I said, you had me waiting for, they had me waiting for over a year to see the specialist. And when I went to him, you told him not to give me anything. And I asked him why. Y'all should have seen the look on his face, like the smirk on his face, like my life and like my health is a game. Y'all should have seen the look on him. And he didn't deny. He shook his head. I said, well, why you won't let them do their own tests so I can get the right help before it's too late? He just played games with the look on his face like, die. That's the look he gave me, like he trying to kill me. They want me to die. But it's just so heartbreaking. I just wanted to tell y'all and speak up. It's going outside. It's slippery. I'm on a two-legged walker. I got to walk outside. I choose not to. They took the most important thing, that took everything mostly from me. Now he called me over there today and took my Benadryl and one another pill for my allergies for the mold. They took everything trying to make it seem like ain't nothing wrong with me. I begged them, sir. I cried to him like, you gonna take my Benadryl? You know I need this. You know I need this for my help. I said, what else you gonna take? Man, this is heartbreaking what they doing. This is very heartbreaking. Neglecting me, trying to punish me because I'm speaking out for what they're doing. I would have to speak out if you would help me. You're seeing this affection. This stuff's in my brains. I feel it. You're seeing it. And you see it today. You see the swelling. You're not giving me anything. So I'm going to take some Tylenol. It's like, this is a game.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.